在这个世代里头啊，要做一个好的丈夫、好的爸爸，的确也是不容易啊。
It is not easy to be a good father and a good husband in this day and age.
所以有的人呢说，那必须要做到五项全能啊，不是十项，五项全能。
So somebody said that you need to be perfect in these five ways.
那什么是五项全能呢？
What are these five areas?
第一个说是要心随哈全交。
The first criteria is that you need to surrender all of your salary.
每个月的薪水要全部交出来，交给太太。
You must surrender all of your salary from each month to your wife.
不可以有私房钱。
You cannot have your private funds.
那么第二个
，Second，
要家事全做。
You need to do all the house chores.
不可以一下班就在客厅里翘着脚看报纸。
You cannot just simply rest after you come home from work.
不可以看电视不可以上网打电动。
You cannot watch TV. You cannot go online and play online games.
要帮忙做家事。
You need to help out with the household chores.
第三个呢
？The third.
说是要剩菜全吃。
You need to eat all the leftovers.
说是家里的剩菜要全部包啊。
You need to be in charge or take care of all of the leftovers in the house.
就是胖一点也没关系。
So even though you may gain some weight, it is okay.
因为太太会安慰说你只要做多做一点家事多运动就不会胖了。
Because the wife will tell the husband that you just need to do more house chores to lose that extra weight.
那第四呢？
The fourth,
说是有错要全认全部承认你的错误。
Is that you need to admit all wrongs?
你要说千错万错都是我的错。
You say that I have made thousands and tens of thousands of mistakes, and they're all mine.
所以男人对家人要勇于认错。
And so as husbands, and fathers, we need to be, willing to admit our mistakes.
不可以硬着景象硬嘴。
And you cannot be stiff in your neck and in your mouth.
第五个，说是有气要全部接受，有气要全说。
And if someone is angry in the household, you must accept that anger.
做爸爸的要懂得包容接纳太太跟孩子一切的软弱。
As the father, the father needs to accept and absorb the weaknesses of the wife and the children.
所以当好的爸爸、好的丈夫的确是不容易啊。
And so from this, we know that it is difficult to be a good husband and father.
这个五个全呢？我们看看我们到底是有几个。
And someone said that there's 10 perfections, and let's look at the 10 perfections.
所以难怪圣经说这个师傅很多但是为父的确实不多了。
The Bible tells us that there are many teachers, but not many fathers.
因为师傅呢，很会告诉别人怎么做。
Because as teachers, we can simply tell others what to do.
但是有些时候他确实自己不做。
But the teachers themselves are not able to do these things.
所以主耶稣经常责备那些法利赛人。
That is why Jesus rebuked the Pharisees often.
他们只是有个师父的心。
Because they had the heart of a teacher.
但是他们没有为父的心。
But they didn't have a heart of a father.
因为圣经说为父的不多了。
The Bible tells us that there are not many fathers.
请看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第四章。
Chapter 4.
第四章十五节。
1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 15.
你们学基督的，师父说要一万为父的却是不多，因我在基督耶稣里用福音生了你们。所以这里保罗告诉我们说我们要学习基督耶稣了。
Paul tells us to imitate Christ Jesus.
耶稣基督给了我们生命。
Christ Jesus gave us life.
以后呢，一直在教导我们。
And he continues to teach us.
甚至于他还赏赐宝贵的圣灵来跟我们同在一直来督促我们的学艺。
And he has given us the precious Holy Spirit to be with us so that we can learn to be righteous.
他爱我们，有些时候不乖， 的时候，我们还会接受神的管教。
Because Christ Jesus loves us, when we do not do right, we will be taught a lesson by him.
那师父呢？他上班时间工作，下班时间他就离开了我们的。
And so the instructors are not like that. During work hours, he may be there, but after work, he's gone.
可是为父的呢，他是一天24小时啊，经常跟他的子女同在。
But the father is always there for the children.
啊，没有说为了上下班之分呢。
There's no difference between regular work hours versus off hour.
我说好像当负责人啊，也是一样，没有24个，没有上下班之分呢。
Similarly, the church council members do not keep work hours.
啊，做台风啊，晚上做台风，这个教会呢淹水的，还是要赶快到教会来呀。
For example, if there's a hurricane and the church is flooded, the church council members will come to the church any time.
啊，有些弟兄姐妹有紧急的事情，尤其是啊，上了医院。
And sometimes our brothers and sisters may become ill and they get hospitalized.
啊，可能要紧急啊，接受手术。
There may be some emergency situations.
已经三更半夜了，还是要起来呀，跑到医院去啊，看望信徒。
But as church council members, they may get up at the middle of the night to visit these members.
所以这个都是学基督的精神。
And so in this way, they're imitating Christ Jesus.
因为为父的心啊，就是这样子，就经常跟他的孩子同在。
Because the heart of the father is such that he is willing to be with his children at all hours.
那不分是白天还是晚上。
No matter whether it's daytime or nighttime.
那圣经告诉我们啊，我们只有一位父亲。
The Bible tells us that we have only one father.
请看马太福音。
Matthew.
马太福音23章。
Chapter 23.
马太福音23章第九节。
Chapter 23, verse 9.
第九节，也不要称呼地上的人为父，因为只有一位是你们的父，就是在天上的父。当然，我们自己有自己的父亲。
Of course, we have our own fathers.
所以在地面上父亲呢，其实有很多位。
There are many fathers in this world.
但是这里告诉我们，我们大家共同的父亲呢，只有一位。
But there is only one father to all of us.
啊，这位父亲是在天上。
And this father is in heaven.
在主耶稣在地面上的时候。
When the Lord Jesus was on this earth.
啊，在主导文里头呢，就是告诉我们呢，我们在天上的父。
He taught us to call out to our heavenly Father.
就是来教导我们怎么来称呼天上的那位真神呢？
He taught us how to address the heavenly, the God in heaven in his prayer.
那天上的那位真神，他跟我们的关系是很特别的。
From this, we learn that the relationship between the God in heaven and ourselves is very special.
他跟我们之间的关系就像父子的关系。
Because that relationship is one of father and son.
这样子的父亲啊，只有一位。
And this type of father, of this, there's only one.
因为我们自己的生父呢，也不能够经常一天二十四个小时跟我们在一起呀。
We know that our own fathers cannot be with us 24/7.
你看，我们孩子长大以后到外地去读书。
For example, after we are grown up, we go out to a different city to study.
到外地去上班。
And we may work in a different area.
那我们做父母亲的就不能够经常去看望他们呢。
So parents cannot often see their children.
啊，他生病了，我们也不能够经常在他们的身边。
And when the children become ill, they cannot be there for them all the time.
啊，他们有需要父母亲来协助、来帮忙、来安慰的时候，我们也不能够经常在他们身边。
And when the children need help from the parents cannot be available all the time.
啊，没关系。
But that is okay.
因为主耶稣已经告诉我们，我们大家都一位父亲。
Because the Lord Jesus has told us that we all have one Father.
那这位父亲是一天二十四个小时跟我们同在的。
And this Father is with us 24/7.
啊，不管是在哪里，不管是在什么地方，在什么时候，他经常与我们同在。
And He's with us no matter where we are.
所以主耶稣在介绍说啊，是我们在天上的父。
And so the Lord Jesus introduced him to us as our Heavenly Father.
啊、当然这位父亲、啊、是很特别的。
And we know this Father is very special.
因为他是大家的，是跟你我之间有关系的。
Because he is everyone's father, and he is the reason why we have a relationship with one another.
他是为我们做了些什么事情？
And what has he done for us?
我们看看父亲的角色到底是什么？
Let us look at the roles of a father.
啊，父亲这个 title 呢，也是很特别的。
And what does it mean to be called father?
因为他是永远的。
The title of father is special because it's eternal.
只要一天当爸爸，这永远一辈子啊，都是爸爸。
If you have been a father, it means that you will be a father for life.
所以父亲这个角色、这个名称、这个 title 是很尊荣的。
And so the title of father is a very honorable one.
因为天上父亲呢，他创造生命。
Our Heavenly Father created life.
他给我们生命呢。
He gave us life.
当然我们知道他是创造人类呀。
We know this because we know He created mankind.
他给了人类生命。
He gave humans life.
所以圣经说啊，我们的气息、生命都是他所赏赐的。
The Bible tells us that our breath and life came from Him.
啊，既然是他所赏赐的，都是他的杰作啦。
And because this life was given by Him, we are His creation.
那他的杰作 masterpiece， 那他的杰作呢？当然他看得很宝贵的。
And because we are His masterpiece, He sees us as being very precious.
有的姐妹啊，她们很会做这个瓷器啊。
There are sisters who are very good at sculpturing.
啊，这 clay， 这个 clay，
clay， clay work。
啊，那个瓷陶器啊，它这个比如做花。花瓶啊，做杯子。
For example, they may make flower pots or cups out of clay.
哇，那是他们的杰作，那是还有一些彩色花样啊。
And some of them will put colors on the vessels.
啊，很漂亮。
And to make the vessels very beautiful.
因此他们就很珍惜。
And as a result, they treasure these.
啊，有些时候他们摆出来让人看，让人欣赏啊，我们不能够去随便乱碰的。
They may display these vessels for others to see, but they will not allow others to touch them.
啊，因为他恐怕被别人啊弄破了。
Because they're afraid that others may by accident break them.
所以他就看得很珍惜。
And so these vessels were very precious in their eyes.
那一样，我们人类啊是神一个杰作。
Likewise, humans are a masterpiece of God.
你看我们人的身体啊，各个部位都是很奇妙的。
Indeed, our body parts in every place is very precious.
我们的人体的结构为什么会是现在这个样子
？And so it's very truly wonderful how our body works.
我们也想不通。
We cannot fathom.
这是神的杰作，所以他一定会珍惜他自己的杰作。
And because we are His masterwork, we know that He will treasure us.
所以他会珍惜我们。
He will treasure us.
他会一天24个小时啊，两个眼睛一直看着我们。
And he will pay attention to us 24/7.
他创造生命。
He created life.
那本来人的生命啊，从亚当夏娃犯罪以后就变成污秽的。
After Adam and Eve fell, our humankind was became defiled.
可是呢，神以后啊，借着耶稣基督啊，再重生的我们。
But through Christ Jesus, we were raised again.
所以现在我们天上父亲在重生，给我们创造一个新的生命。
And our Heavenly Father has created in us a new life.
好像以前那个瓶子，那个花瓶呢、啊，已经弄脏了，弄破了。
As if the vessel, the beautiful vessel, was broken.
啊，因此呢，他再重新做一个。
And he made a new one.
就是重生，借着耶稣基督来重生了我们。
And through Christ Jesus, he gave us a new life.
啊，请看约翰福音啊。
Let's turn to John.
约翰福音第五章。
Chapter 5.
约翰福音第五章26节。
Verse 26.
约翰福音五章二十六节。
John chapter five verse 26.
因为父怎样在自己有生命，就赐给他儿子也照样在自己有生命。所以这位天上父亲呢，哎，他是有生命体的。
The Father in heaven has life in himself.
那他也照样给他的儿子呢，耶稣基督有生命。
And so he has granted the Son, Christ Jesus, to have life in himself.
然后他透过耶稣基督也一样给了我们生命。
And through Christ Jesus, he also gave us life.
所以耶稣基督啊，神啊，天上父亲呢，他创造了生命。
Our Heavenly Father created life.
啊，不管是属肉体的生命，还是属灵的生命。
Both our physical and spiritual life.
那我们人受创造。
And as men, we were created.
就是按照神的形象跟样式来造的。
According to God's image.
所以我们的工作呢，就跟神一样。
So our work is the same as God's.
啊，当父亲呢，要共同来承担的创造生命的工作。
So that we may partake in the work of life.
所以我们的工作就是创造下一代呀。
And our work is to create the next generation.
啊，代代相传。
And to pass on this generation by generation.
所以父母亲的责任啊是很伟大的。
We know that the responsibility of parenting is great.
而且这个 title 父亲母亲呢，也是一个很尊荣的工作。
And the titles of father and mother are honorable.
因为我们所做的工作跟神一样。
Because the work that we're doing is the same as God's work.
创造生命。
That is to create life.
所以他就把这个责任呢交给了我们。
And God in this way gave this responsibility to us.
所以我们想想父亲的角色是不是很尊荣啊？
So if you think of this, isn't this work very honorable?
所以以前有位将军啊，麦克阿瑟将军。
There is a general named MacArthur.
他说我今天觉得我自己也非常的骄傲。
I feel very proud. He said, I feel very proud today.
并不是因为他是一位大将军。
Not because I'm a general.
而是他因为啊，他跟神一样的创造的生命。
But because he created life just like God.
所以他很珍惜他是一位父亲。
So he really treasured the fact that he was a father.
啊，虽然他经常不在家。
Although he was not often at home.
但他尽力啊，来做一个好父亲。
But he tried his very best to be a good father.
那当父亲的第二个角色。
The second role of a father.
好像天父啊，他创造了生命以后。
Just like our Heavenly Father, after He created life,
他当然要养育我们呢。
He needed to take care of us.
啊，养我们。
To raise us up.
所以你看，他就赏赐这些空气啊，雨水啊。
So He created air. He created rain.
啊，这些谷物啊，就能够生长。
To cause the grains to grow.
所以很多人呢、啊，看到基督徒啊，在吃饭以前要谢恩，要祷告感恩。
Many people, think it interesting that Christians will pray before partaking in a meal.
啊，有的人就想不通啊。
Some people wonder.
明明是我自己去赚钱，啊，用我的钱啊去买食物来吃啊。
Some people are confused because they feel that we, out of our hard labor, earn the money in order to buy the food to eat.
那是我自己的辛苦，我自己的劳力，我自己的功劳啊。
And the food is ready for us because of our own labor.
为什么要去感谢神呢？
Why is it that we need to thank God for this?
好，这个无所谓的，你不感谢就不感谢的啊。
Whether you thank God for the food or not.
但是呢，要想想啊。
You need to consider.
假若天上都不降雨啊。
If there is no rain from the sky.
连续五年啊不下雨。
If there's no rain for 5 years.
我们受得了吗？
Can we withstand it?
前几年我们知道我们家南加州是缺水。
A few years ago, we had a drought.
因为天上不下雨啊。
Because the rain didn't come down.
所以也是谷物它的成长就受到限制。
And therefore, our crops were limited by the rainfall.
我们这种日用品、民生日用品要吃的东西啊，可能就减少了。
And that in this way reduced the supply of agricultural goods.
好，那想想。
Then think about it.
假如在另外一个五年也不下雨
，If it didn't rain for 5 years,
总共十年呢、哦？十年呢、啊，天上一点雨都没有。
For a total of 10 years, that there's no rain from the sky.
大家能够想象我们怎么能够生活吗？怎么能够生存呢
？Can you imagine it? How can we survive?
那就很难想象的。
So this is unimaginable.
啊，假如15年也不下雨。
If it doesn't rain for 15 years,
那更难想象。
It is unthinkable.
所以我们想想，都是神在供养着我们呢。
So from this we know that God provides everything that we have.
因为有下雨，这些五谷啊才能够生长。
Because God sends down rain, that's how we can have the grains
growing in the field. 我们要感谢神。
So we need to thank God.
他还养，他育，还要教育我们。
In addition to that, God also brings us up.
因为他赏赐给我们十条诫命。
He gave us the Ten Commandments.
这十条诫命就是怎么来保持我们跟神之间的关系。
These Ten Commandments teach us how to maintain a relationship with God.
同时也是告诉我们怎么来增进人际之间的和谐。
They also teach us how to interact with others.
就好像我们今天父亲也要养育我们的孩子。
Likewise, as earthly fathers, we need to raise our children.
好，请看以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章第四节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4.
第六章第四节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4.
你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒，养育他们。做父亲的责任就是要养育我们的子女。
The job of a father is to bring the children up in training and admonition.
那怎么养育呢？ 说是要照着主的教训和警戒。
According to the admonition of the Lord.
也就是说要照着主的方法来养育。
It means to bring our children up according to the ways of the Lord.
当然有些父亲呢， 可能是按照自己的心情来养育孩子。
Of course, we know that there are fathers who raise their children according to their temperament.
心情好，这个月的零用金就给你多一点。
So, for example, he may be in a good mood, therefore he gives more allowance to the children.
心情不好，就骂个几句。
And on a different day, when he's not in a good mood, he may just scold the children more.
就是有些时候是按照自己的情绪来养育儿女。
So some fathers teach their children according to his own emotion.
有的时候是按照自己的想法来养育儿女。
And there are fathers who will teach their children according to their own thinking.
可是圣经告诉我们要照着主的教训和警戒来养育他们。
But the Bible teaches us to bring up our children in the training and admonition of the Lord. Because only in this way will we not provoke our own children. Because when we provoke our children to wrath, it may affect them in a negative way so that they lose self-confidence. That is why we need to bring our children in front of the Lord to raise them in the Lord. So that they will have a very healthy inner being.
也不要太严，也不要太宽。
We cannot be too strict and we cannot be too lenient.
不要太放纵，太溺爱他们。
And we cannot love them without principle or be too harsh.
因为圣经说还要包括警戒，要警戒他们。
The Bible tells us to admonish them.
因为父母亲他们已经有个人生的历练，他们
As parents, we have lived in this world longer than our children. And we may have encountered many failures. And it is our responsibility to teach the children not to make the same mistakes. We will make mistakes in this world. But some of these mistakes are avoidable. And so if we teach them, they will not make the same mistakes. And in this way, we should teach them. So that they can be raised in the Lord. So that they may learn to fear God. So that they may live a godly life.
就让后代知道要学习未曾晓得的战事战争的事。
To teach the next generation about
好，我们请看四世纪。
Let's turn to Judges.
四世纪第三章。
Chapter
3. 四世纪第三章的第一节。
Judges chapter 3 verse 1.
四世纪第三章第一节。
The book of Judges, chapter 3, verse 1.
神留下这几族啊，我要试验那些不曾知道与迦南征战之事的以色列人。第二节，好叫以色列的后代又知道又学习未曾晓得的战事。啊，战争当然是很辛苦啊。
Of course, they suffer a lot during wartime.
啊，没有人愿意经过战争啊。
Nobody wants to go through war.
尤其是我们这些，就是已经超过八十岁以上的弟兄姐妹，可能啊，以前我经过战事啊，第二次世界大战。
And for those of us who have lived more than 80 years in our audience, they may have experienced war.
那没有人想要战争啊。
So nobody wants to be in a war.
因为这是很辛苦的一件事，会有些时候生命会遭受到威胁。
Because their lives can be threatened.
那我们的名声啊也会受到限制。
And the livelihood will be restricted.
啊，日子就不好过了。
And the days will be difficult.
但是神要让那些以色列百姓的后代啊，知道要学习未曾晓得的战事。
But God wants the children of Israel to learn about the times of war.
那约伯告诉我们，人生啊就是像一场的战争啊。
Job tells us that our life is like a war.
啊，大大小小的战争。
They're full of large and small wars.
所以人生啊就是充满着挑战。
We know that our life is full of challenges.
那我们不要怕我们的孩子呢，碰到困难呢。
We should not be afraid that our children will encounter difficult times.
啊，神有些时候呢，也会把我们放在困难当中。
And God will also sometimes place us in difficult times.
啊，当然我们觉得很不舒服啊。
So that to the point that we feel very uncomfortable.
我们觉得怎么环境那么困难。
And we may feel that everything is so hard.
怎么我碰到这个主管啊，很凶。
Why is it that my boss is so harsh?
很不讲理。
And why is he so unreasonable?
很难沟通。
Why is it so hard to talk to him?
啊，神啊，赶快把这个人啊调走了。
You may pray to God to please remove this person.
啊，神说，
from my life.
我把他放在那里，就是要让你学习啊，战士。
And God may say to us that no, I am not removing him for now because I want you to learn a lesson.
在这场人际之间的战争中啊，你怎么能够得胜？
And then we need to learn how to be triumphant in this battle.
怎么能够来荣耀主的名
？And how to honor and glorify God's name in that situation?
所以神就把我们放在那个地方。
And that is why God places us in
these situations. 因此我们在各样的环境当中都要感恩呢。
And therefore, in every situation, we need to give thanks.
就是在一个顺利的环境当中啊。
Whether in a smooth time.
神赏赐给我们成功。
And God gives us success.
我们也不是要让我们去无止境的。放纵情欲享受。
These are not times for us to squander our or overly indulge ourselves.
而是要让别人来分享我们的成功啊。
But this is a time for others to share in our joy.
因此，神要让我们来学习啊各样的战事。
Therefore, God wants us to learn through many struggles.
在忙碌当中呢，怎么来抽出时间来敬拜神？
To learn how to take the time to worship God in a very busy life.
So, 我们作为父亲的,
so as fathers,
啊, 不要怕孩子啊, 受苦。
Do not be afraid that your children may suffer.
因为圣经说, 在年幼的时候受苦是一件好事情啊。
The Bible tells us that it is good to suffer when one is young.
微软的总裁啊, 啊, Bill Gates, 他说现在的人啊都没有抵抗压力的这种能力。
The CEO of Microsoft, Bill Gates, he said that people in this generation are not resilient.
啊，有些时候上司啊跟他说了一些比较严厉的话。
When the boss tells his employees something harsh,
啊，他就受不了。
And the employees cannot take it.
所以现在孩子比较没有这种接受责备、接受教训的能力。
So the children, the kids of this generation are not able to take harsh criticisms.
所以我们作为父亲的，就是要教导孩子啊，怎么样在这个世代里头啊，能够挺得住。
And as father, we need to prepare our children to function in this society.
就是要让他们知道。战士要让他们经历战争啊。
We need to teach them how to fight the battles in their life.
所以不要怕他们受苦。
Therefore, do not be afraid that they may suffer.
那受苦是与他们有益的。
and these sufferings may be beneficial to them.
年轻的时候，负轭是好的。
It is good to bear the yoke while you're young.
好像神也经常在操练着我们。
Just as how God often gives us lessons to overcome.
做父亲呢不容易啊。
So it is hard to be a father.
因此我们作为孩子的啊，叫他听从父亲呢。
And as children, we need to honor our father.
啊，因为他们很辛苦。
Because they have suffered much.
啊，天天很早就要起床，要去上班呢。
And they rise up early in the morning to go to work.
啊，回来以后啊，他们又要帮忙家事。
And after they come back, they need to help out with house chores.
所以我们做子女要听从父母亲，因为他们都很有经验的。
And as children, we need to listen to them because they are experienced in life.
要做一个智慧人。
Be a wise person.
啊，听从父亲的教训管教，我们就会得智慧。
If we listen to the teachings of our father, we will gain wisdom.
那最怕的，我们做子女的人就是一味的反对父母亲的教导。
What is most regrettable is when children resist the teachings from their father.
不管父亲讲的是不是都对。
No matter whether the father has said something right or wrong,
啊，就是不喜欢。
The children reject them.
这种不是智慧人。
And these children are not wise.
我们一定要听从。
Therefore, we must choose to listen.
那第二个，智慧人呢，也会让父亲快乐。
The second is that a wise son will make the parents glad.
父亲快乐，可能全家就快乐了。
If the father is happy, then everyone in the family will be happy.
所以要让父亲呢快乐。
Therefore, we must strive to make our fathers happy.
我们要做一个智慧人。
We need to be a wise person.
不要让父亲忧愁。
Do not let our father worry about us.
以前呢，在中国啊，在形容有一些很孝顺的孩子。
In the Chinese culture, there were some stories describing these children who really honor their parents.
那他看到父母亲在不快乐。
When the children saw that the parents were not happy,
哦，在他父母亲面前在演戏啊，在演那个小丑啊，怎么让他们快乐
？And this person started to act like a child to make the parents laugh.
就想办法让父母亲能够快乐。
Because this person tried every way to make the parents happy.
我们能够听从父母亲的，父亲就快乐的。
Fundamentally, if we listen to our parents, they will be happy.
我们能够做好自己的本分啊，父母亲就快乐的。
And if we can do our duties as a person, then our parents will be happy.
我们最后再来看马拉基书第一章。
Let's turn to Malachi chapter 1.
马拉基书第一章。
Malachi chapter 1.
第六节。
Verse 6.
马拉基书一章六节。
Malachi chapter 1, verse 6.
藐视我名的祭司啊，万军之主对你们说：儿子尊敬父亲啊，仆人尊敬主人。我既为父亲，尊敬我的在哪里呢？我既为主人，尊敬我的在哪里呢？你们却说我们在何事上藐视你的名呢？当时以色列百姓啊，他们藐视神的名。
The Israelites despise the name of God.
因为他不把神呢放在心上。
Because they did not put God in their hearts.
他们只是顾着享受自己。
They focus on their own enjoyments.
圣经说啊。
The Bible says.
做儿子的会尊敬父亲。
The son honored the father.
仆人也会敬畏他的主人呢。
And a servant honors his master.
可是啊，没有人尊敬这天上的父亲呢。
But no one honored the God in heaven.
所以我们要尊。要尊敬我们在地面上的父亲。
Therefore, we must learn to honor our earthly father.
我们在肉身的父亲。
Our physical fathers.
假如我们肉身的父亲啊，能够看得见的父亲，天天照跟我们在一起的父亲，养我们的父亲。
If we're able to honor our physical father who has raised us,
都不能够尊敬他们呢，怎么能够尊敬我们在天上看不见的父亲呢？
And if we cannot even honor them, how can we honor the God in heaven who we cannot see?
所以神经常用人间的关系来描写他跟我们之间的关系。
And we know that God often used relationship among people to describe His relationship with us.
那主耶稣教导我们怎么来尊敬这位天上的父亲。
And the Lord Jesus also taught us how to honor the God in heaven.
他要求我们在尊重我们在地面上肉身的父亲。
He asked us to honor our earthly father.
所以我们把他们放在心上。
So let us keep this in mind.
年纪大了之后要经常关心他们。
When our parents are old, we need to check in with them.
要主动的关心他们。
And to proactively check in with them.
当然有的人是父母亲跟孩子住在一起的。
We know that there are some parents that live with their children.
经常可以关注到自己的父亲。
And so they're able to take care of their parents at all times.
有的人不住在一起的。
But sometimes the children and the parents do not live together.
不住在一起的话，至少要经常打电话关心。
If that is the case, then the children need to call the parents often.
尤其明天是父亲节。
Especially because tomorrow is Father's Day.
不要忘记要提醒一下，明天是父亲节的。
Do not forget, tomorrow is Father's Day.
主要至少父亲不在我们身边的话。
So if our fathers are not next to us.
打个电话。
We can call them on the phone.
当然大家都会的。相信大家都会打电话。
All of us can do that.
但是平常也是要这样子，经常打电话关心。
But on regular days, we should also call them up to care for them.
我们也要关心我们天上父神的家。
We also need to care for the household of our Heavenly Father.
也就是这个教会，教会就是父神的家。
Because this house is the house of our Heavenly Father.
所以我们关心教会的事情。
And so we should care for the matters of the church.
也就是尊敬我们父亲呢。
And in this way, we can honor our Heavenly Father.
所以当时以色列百姓他们教会的圣殿啊，神的圣殿，他们不管呢。
At this time, the Israelites didn't care for the temple rebuilding.
他们自己也不分别为圣。
And they did not set themselves apart to be holy.
这个就不是尊敬父亲的表现。
And by these actions, they show that they did not honor God.
所以我们今天明天是父亲节。
So tomorrow is Father's Day.
作为父亲的也很辛苦。
And we know that it is not easy to be a father.
他为了养育孩子要养家。
In order to support the family.
很辛勤的工作上班呢。
The father works very hard at work.
所以但愿我们这些孩子们要知道，要晓得的。
I hope that the children will understand.
我们这些孩子们呢。
And dear children in the audience.
父母亲在现场了，请这些孩子们站起来
If your fathers are here, please stand up.
请你们站起来，这些孩子们。
The children, whose fathers are in the audience, please stand up.
在场的请站起来，就是站起来
If your fathers are here in the audience, please stand up.
好，我们一起跟爸爸说，爸爸辛苦了。
Please say to your fathers.
用中文叫 Chinese 可以来一起说了。Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Dad. Thank you, Dad.
好，坐下
Please be seated.
每天都要感谢您的爸爸
So please take the time to thank your father every day.
爸爸下班回来的时候，也可以帮他捶捶背捶五分钟也可以他就高兴了。
And when your fathers come home from work, be sure to help them relax by giving them a massage.
好，我们再唱诗。
Please sing hymn.
216首216。
Let's sing him 216.